Yeah, look, it's noon, man. It's noon on a happy hour Friday. It's the right mentality to have. Abe's on vacation next week. He's leaning into it. Probably not till Sunday, but I imagine at some point on Sunday you'll be leaning into it. If you're out there getting ready for happy hour, maybe already participating in happy hour, you can send us a picture at TBM929 and give you a shout-out. Shout-out to Extreme Detail Auto Spa. He's got his that's a big one. Bottle of 5 o'clock vodka, which is the nicest vodka, as well as a High Life tall can. Love that. Shout-out to Frank Rudd. He's got a cigar going with some Basil Hayden, which is a very classy way to start your happy hour on a Friday afternoon. If you're out there getting into something, let us know what it is. Send us a picture. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Simple as that. A lot of NFL football over the next 45 minutes. We'll talk Falcons, Bucks, let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins, then get into the other games. Picks against the spread coming up at 1240, as well as Sports Jeopardy all this hour.
So let me tell you the setup, because I'm not going to get after it Sunday, here's the deal. I'm platinum, right, with Carnival Cruise Lines?
Of course.
Working towards diamond. I'm going to get there.
What's the highest?
Diamond.
Diamond?
I'm going to get there.
And then when you become diamond, then what? Like,
kind of most of the same thing. But
more
like,
diamond?
No.
Okay.
And you don't lose your diamond either.
You just stay diamond.
It's not like, you know, an airline where you have to every year.
Oh, that's pretty good. So, like, you're pretty young to be diamond.
I'm getting there. I'm not there.
But then you're diamond forever.
Gonna try to.
Diamonds are forever.
Gonna try to. That's right.
Okay.
So, because platinum membership,
I think that's what the phrase is about, actually, cruise status.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
My first drink on the cruise is free anywhere. And so, I'll probably get something to take to dinner that night. But the real thing is I have the casino drink package. So I get 15 drinks a night in the casino. Or during the day, too, but in the casino.
That is an outrageous amount of drinks per day.
Bunk, I'll tell you, I hit the limit more than you would think.
No, I don't. I don't doubt it.
Like four out of the five nights, I'll hit the limit.
You're part of the show. I don't doubt it. I think we probably all would.
But,
because when you hear it said, it's like, dang, that's 15 drinks a lot of drinks. But, you know, you spread it out over the day or not, whatever.
This is the one thing I
get rolling downhill.
I'm aiming to be better at one aspect of this casino drink package. Normally, it's like day three, and I've been ordering whatever drink I've been ordering, and I remember that I can order whatever, like the nicer vodka or the nicer bourbon in those drinks, and then I switch it up. So I'm going to try and do that from day one. Like, if I'm going to get a Moscow Mule, like I can get like a Grey Goose Mule.
Oh, sure.
As opposed to
5 o'clock vodka mule.
Yeah, right.
Got it.
So I'm gonna work on that.
Okay.
And try better.
Yeah, top shelf. And it really, like, no matter what, any drink you get, any of the 15, you can get top shelf, mid level, if you want. Well, I don't know why you would do that if you have the option, but that's
Yeah.
Great.
Very excited.
Why is it again that you do the casino package and not the all over the boat package?
I didn't pay for it.
So you get it just by
being free. Yeah.
Platinum level?
Yeah, okay. You can drink package is like 80 something bucks a day, and then it's, like you mentioned, all over. Yeah.
Is it real money that you're gambling with?
Yes.
Like if you're playing blackjack?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I remember.
To put money on your card.
Okay. But I'd never been on a cruise before, but they took us out on like a boat for
That's how cruises work, yes.
Yeah, but not like, you know, not like a cruise ship. It was like one of those. What do they call it? I don't even know what
a riverboat gambler?
No. It wasn't a casino.
A booze cruise?
They would take these little things out in the Puget Sound in Seattle. I don't remember. There's like a name of the company. Is it Argosy? Argosy? Anyway, it doesn't matter. For grad night, senior year of high school, they took us out there and had like a fake casino, and we could win fake money.
Well, you guys were underage.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, no, this is like a real casino.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
We got to get like international waters, and then
very limited, experience with we almost went on a cruise a couple of years ago, and then my wife got pregnant with Jack, and then the cruise was too close to the delivery date, so I don't know what the limit is, but we were too close to it, and I was like, yes.
You want to go on one?
No.
I'll take you on one.
I don't want to go on one.
No?
I really don't. I'm going to go eventually, and
go on a cruise, the four of us.
I'm sure. I don't. All right. Yes. Let's go on a cruise, the four of us. I'll say yes because I know 100% the guy who's not here is going to say no. I'll let him do the no because, yeah. Nah. Yes, that sounds awesome. Let's do it. Let's do it on Lake Lanier, though, just like a half afternoon, you know? Does that count as a cruise?
I would go on do that, too, yes. Find us a barge.
Yeah, let's just
get to drive it for
us. Let's just get a pontoon boat and go up to Lake Lanier.
Yeah, sure. That sounds like a blast.
That's my kind of cruise. That's what I want to do. Okay, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every single day to lead off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's start with Raheem Morris talking about a phrase we're very familiar with, next man up.
Yeah, I do. Actually, it was the National Football League. It was Ryan Marinelli. And there was just the mentality that we had in that D-line room, whether it was Sapp, whether it was Simeon Rice, whether it was Greg Spiers, whether it was Tarchick Darby, whether it was Anthony McFarlane. That whole D-line just had that next man up mentality. So they were able to roll those guys and put them out there. And it wasn't in an injury-based format. It was just whoever was on the grass at the time had to get that job done that was required to get done. And Ellis Wims, I hate to miss any of those guys that we had up in that rotation. But it was all guys that went out there to do a job, and they had their jobs to do. And they went and did it at a very high level with the man that was coaching those guys and Rod Marinelli as he stood on the sideline and screamed, "Get off the rock."
So that's Raheem sort of telling us the story of how he learned the phrase next man up, or at least the first time he heard it. Cool.
So my very, inquisitive
very,
mind.
Very
and
well
like,
used now.
My producer, the producer in me now wants to book Rod Marinelli to find out where he got it from.
Okay. And then
no,
see
I'm
how
not
far,
going to.
See how far, we'll just call him up.
You guys would definitely shut me down on that.
Well, I mean, it might be fun to talk to Rod Marinelli just about football.
But that's not. Now I want to know, like, did he come up with it or did
right.
he hear it somewhere?
Because at some point, every
Someone
phrase
had to come up with it.
Was said first.
For the first time,
at
right.
At some point, every phrase was said for the first time. And it's always funny when, you know, as you get
I
older.
I feel like it's a much older war term.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
If it's like.
A lot of sports terms do come from. Battle,
right.
or horse racing, or boxing, because those are like the oldest ones. Like those are the sports that have a lot
right,
of the
right.
A lot of the phrases attached to them. But then it's also kind of funny, like pick six. I remember when we were kids, nobody said pick six, and all of a sudden, over the last 15 years, that's become an incredibly popular term. And now that's anytime anybody has an interception return for a touchdown. For instance, last night. Three times in the first half between Pitt and Syracuse. Now everyone says that. It's a very, very commonly used term. It's kind of fun to see them created and then become popular. Anyway, that really doesn't have that much to do with the game this weekend, other than the fact that the Bucs are going to have to use that phrase in their receiving core. They're going to be without their two best receivers. The Falcons, by and large, are going to be healthy for this game on Sunday, as far as we know, unless there's any setbacks. It sounds like Troy Anderson's going to be able to go. It sounds like Bergeron's going to be good to go. Didn't know if that was going to be the case last week. Sounds like
yeah.
Neusel's all right. So this might be the healthiest the Falcons are since week
two or three.
Three.
Yeah.
Four, whenever it was when they beat New Orleans.
Yeah. No, that's a big deal. I think the offensive line actually has played quite well, considering the injuries. At times, McGarry was hurt, Drew Dahlman, Bergeron. You talk about next man up. Haven't really noticed any significant drop in class and quality for
yeah.
them, which is a good thing.
Yeah. The origin is from football. There we go. The more obvious drop-offs, I think, were kind of in-game. You know, the game where you lost Dahlman and you lost McGarry at the same time, and
right.
then you just flat couldn't run the football anymore after that.
Sure.
But yeah, I think for the most part, guys have been pretty good. Here's Kirk Cousins talking about why historically his teams have been good following tough losses.
Probably utter fear of failing again. No, I think there's a motivator there of when your back's against the wall, you better come out swinging. And, I've never felt safe in my football journey. I've never felt like I figured it out. I've never felt like I've arrived. And so when you have a tough performance, it only drives those feelings home even more. And, whatever has to lock in or heighten or be tightened down tends to happen. It's not usually a good feeling, and it's not something I want to have to play well, but certainly it can do that.
You have to hope that's what Sunday was, right? I mean, there's a world in which a month from now we're looking back after a month of good performances, like, you know what? That Seahawks fall flat on your face performance may have actually been a good thing in the long run because they remembered that they were capable of that.
Right.
It woke them up, whatever. Again, I don't know why you need that kind of stuff, but I understand humans are humans and football players are humans. So that's the way that it goes. But ultimately, it could be, but you also have to make it that.
Yes.
And the way you make it that is you go out and you play good on Sunday against Tampa, and then you follow that up with another good performance, and then you follow that up. You can't have another performance like that in this season. Otherwise, it's more than just we were flat that day.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about something he said at the start of that cut. He said feels like the back's up against the wall. Do you feel like the Falcons right now have their backs up against the wall? I mean, it's a key game.
No. I mean, like, I feel like...
We're not there, right?
No. I feel like the Bengals have their backs up against the wall because the way they started the season.
The Rams last night, maybe a little bit.
The Rams last night had their backs up against the wall.
The Falcons aren't there.
No, but
you want to your point, though, that Seahawks game needs to be a springboard. It needs to be a launching point to the rest of the season never looking that way. You need to get rolling again. You were rolling for a little bit, right? Yeah. You had those three straight games. You were rolling, and you need to get rolling again.
Where would their back be? There's the wall. Then there's the room. I don't know, where do you even want it to be? You're over here. You don't want it against the wall because that's when you're cornered, right? They're not against the wall, but they're also not in a great spot.
I would say
if they lose this game to Tampa, they're 4-4. The advantage that they had in the division is gone. If depending on how they look, that's a huge part of it as well, because it's not just that they lost to the Seahawks. They lost by 20 at home and looked like garbage. That's what happened last Sunday.
Here's where they are, and this is separate of whatever the Bucs are doing, right? Where they are is they have been hit with a punch. They have been staggered. But they're still dangerous on the counter.
Okay.
But it also may not take that much more to put them down for good.
Yeah, I just, you know.
This is a counterpunch. This week is a counterpunch to what we saw last week.
I think that's right. I also just, I thought that they were more than just, I thought they were a little bit more than that. Maybe, I don't know. That Seahawks loss was just so ugly, and it was so frustrating to see them play like that.
It's going to hang in the back of the heads of fans and analysts, you and me. Like, that's the problem. The rest of the season, we're going to be like, hopefully this isn't the week where that happens again.
Right.
That's the whole year now.
Because the other two losses that they had weren't pretty by
good
any
teams.
Stretch of the imagination. But, yeah, they appear to be good teams. I mean, the Chiefs are undefeated, and the Steelers are, what, 5-2?
We're never
going
to get to a point where we don't. Ever in any world imagine that could happen again. We're not going to get there.
Because I don't think the Seahawks are going to run off like 8 in a row and be like, oh, actually, they're just really good.
Are you kidding? I'm picking against them this week.
They're not particularly good. I think the Falcons are better than them, which is what makes that performance at home so frustrating. Yeah, you have to be significantly better than that. And there's so much in it if you win against Tampa. So many advantages that you gain in the division if you win. So now they just got to go do it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the rest of the games on the schedule this NFL weekend, both Sunday and Monday night. Hey, remember when the Raiders made fun of Patrick Mahomes for sounding like Kermit the Frog?
Sure.
They play the Raiders this week.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Be interested to see how that goes.
I made very specific fantasy choices based on said game.
Be interested to see how that goes. We got Kermit the Frog in studio with us today, too, by the way. I'll tell you why coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Happy Hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. 20 minutes away from making some picks against the spread. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon filling in for Randy all week long. Doing just a phenomenal job. Only gotten positive, mostly positive stuff from people on social media. As the week has gone on, it's gotten more and more positive. My dad said he really is enjoying it, so that's cool. But Randy will be back on Monday. All right, let's get to some of these other games besides the Falcons and the Bucks. Want to start with the Eagles and the Bengals? We'll start with the Eagles and the Bengals.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals are good. And I don't really know, like, how good, and I don't even really know what I mean when I say that. I just mean when I watch them, especially Joe Burrow, that offense, I think they're better than their record. I also think the Eagles are not as good as their record. And I think the Bengals are going to win this game.
I agree with a couple things you said, 100%. The Bengals are better than their record. I definitely agree with that. They just feel like
they're 0-3 at home.
They feel like they should be 5-2.
Yeah.
At worst, 4-3.
Yeah, 4-3 would be so much more fitting.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with you that the Eagles are worse than their record, but they're certainly not better than their record.
Yeah.
They just feel like, and they've got a couple of nice schedule wins that have happened. They're in a full panic up in Philly. Like, they don't trust Jalen Hurts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize what you paid him?
Yeah. Like, you better start trusting him.
This is
not going anywhere.
Because they feel like it's going down the Daniel Jones path, mm-hmm. where they paid a guy for one postseason run, and, like, that's that.
Yeah.
And maybe that is that. But they don't feel like they're dangerous. They upgraded with Saquon Barkley. He's been good.
He's been good. Yeah.
The receivers have been banged up. Mm-hmm. So maybe if they can get healthy, their D line is good on the inside. They don't get to anyone from the outside rush.
It's a team that had 70 sacks 2 years ago.
Yeah.
70, which is an outrage. And yeah, they don't. They've fallen
How
off.
How many years? How many years
would it take the Falcons to get to 70? Was it last year they got to 41?
And then they had like 24 and 16 before that?
So it might be, that's about 3 years of work.
That's so bad.
I saw a stat that said the Falcons had the biggest increase of sacks from 1 year to the next in the NFL last year.
Right.
And I was like, well, yeah, when you have 20, you're probably going to have the biggest increase. That's not something to brag about, really. If you went from like 45 to 65, great. We should brag about it. But when you go from last till anyway, they're not going to do that again this year. But that's not what we're talking
this
about.
This one here is in Cincinnati, though.
It is where they have not won. They have not won a game at home.
I think they get this one.
I think so too. I think the Bengals are going to win this game. All right, let's hear from Matt Eberflus. He's the head coach of the Bears. He's talking about getting ready for both Jaden Daniels, who did practice today, by the way. Jaden Daniels did. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he was limited. I don't know how he looked, but he did practice today. Or his backup, Marcus Mariota.
It's a similar offense when you watch the offenses. Of course, you know, the different types of players, you know, in terms of who they are, quarterback-wise. But, again, our plan will be our plan, and we'll adjust. We'll have a contingency plans for that.
Plan will be the plan.
Who's in there. We're going to stick with what we're doing.
Plan will be the plan. We're going to worry about us.
If you have to protect Jaden Daniels because of the rib injury as a runner, is he worth starting?
I just feel like you're 5-2. Like you're off to a really good start. A huge part of that is because Jaden Daniels is fantastic. If it means one more week to make sure he's as close to back to 100 as possible, you do that because he's your opportunity to make the playoffs this year. No offense to, yeah, maybe some offense. You're not making the playoffs if Marcus Mariota.
No, but he did perform well when he came in last week.
When they didn't know he was going to come in and didn't game plan for him.
I understand.
If Marcus Mariota starts this game against the Bears on Sunday, the Bears will win the game.
The Commanders' defense has been okay. They are facing another rookie quarterback, although Caleb Williams has certainly been trending up.
And that's the shame of it, because it would be really cool to see Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels square off.
Winner of this game wins rookie of the year, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. But.
Not necessarily, but like that's kind of the...
That's how you build it
forward.
Up. That's how you build it up if you're broadcasting it. It's the front runners for rookie of the year squaring off, or
Marcus Mariota.
It's Marcus Mariota making a start.
Just a couple former Heisman Trophy winners going head to head.
Just some former Heisman Trophy winners squaring off. Speaking of former Heisman Trophy winners that might be starting this, well, will be starting this weekend. In this case, it's funny that Jameis and Mariota are getting back onto the field for kind of similar reasons, given their ties and the draft 1 and 2 and all that kind of stuff. Jameis is going to start for the Browns, and here he is telling you why that's a great idea.
I view this as an opportunity to go out there and be my very best. Mm-hmm. And when I'm my very best, I'm a great NFL starter.
That's actually true. That's actually true. Like, he didn't just say, I'm a great NFL starter, because sometimes he's not his very best, and sometimes he throws 1,000 interceptions. But you don't have to tell anybody more than us, or less than us, because we know here in Atlanta how good Jameis can be when he plays well. He torched this team for a long time, and he's had some really good games.
Will Levis torched this team when he was, quote, at his very best. Yeah. I don't think that he's a great starter.
Like, the Falcons. No, but look,
I don't know if that caveat makes you a great starter.
That's also not a fair comparison, obviously. Like, Jameis has the capability of being good. He also has the capability of being very, very bad.
Knick-knack, this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
He's the most inconsistent starting quarterback that I've ever seen in terms of what the ceiling is versus what the floor is. It's outrageous.
That's fair.
They're better with him than they are with Deshaun, but they're still not going to beat the Ravens.
They got a new play caller, Ken Dorsey, taking over the play calls from Kevin Stefanski. He handed that over midweek.
Kind of fun.
Like we talked about it. Like, the Ravens have the best running back in football in Derrick Henry. They have right now the current MVP front runner in Lamar Jackson. I don't really care that they're going on the road. I don't really care that the dog pound's going to be huffing and puffing.
That doesn't matter.
These two teams don't feel like they're equal.
The Browns are 0-3 at home.
Yeah.
Like, there's no home field advantage. So here's Jack Jones, who you may be unfamiliar with, but he is a defensive back for the Raiders. He's one of the guys that was in the video in training camp where they had the Kermit the Frog puppet, and they were imitating Patrick Mahomes, making fun of Mahomes for sounding like Kermit the Frog, which he does. I just feel like maybe you guys aren't the right ones to be making fun of him, given his track record against you. The Chiefs and Raiders play this weekend. Here's Jack Jones talking about Mariota, talking about Mahomes here.
Nah, I ain't intimidated by him. I don't think nobody in this locker room intimidated by him. I mean, it's good players all across the league. He a good player, so, you know, we see guys every week, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we focus on us more than we are about him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the right answer. I'm sure it's true. I'm probably not intimidated by people who can't be when you're trying to win. What's Mahomes going to do in this game with a new wide receiver?
Yeah, find Hopkins is what he's going to do in this game.
And that motivation, like, he cares about that. He cares that they were making fun of him.
I think he's built a little bit different. I think he cares if there's a moment where he has that luxury in the back end of the game to maybe throw one extra touchdown.
You think
I don't think it
matters.
You don't
think this is a full-scale Andy Reid, Mahomes game plan?
I think Mahomes and Reid are just win the game first, and then if we can rub it in later, we will.
I hope that's not true. I hope it's a full-scale, let's put 50 on them, and like come up with some sort of Kermit the Frog celebration every time we score a touchdown. Both because that would be hilarious and petty, and because I have Patrick Mahomes in fantasy, and boy, has he been disappointing.
What would be
this
a Kermit the Frog celebration?
I don't know.
Because, like, unlike
get
in
one out.
Soccer, you can't, like, wear a, like,
oh, yeah, you're
wear
you're
a shirt and then, like, lift your shirt up and, like, it's just a Kermit the Frog. Like, is there a, does he hop around like a frog? Does he get on and,
what's the specific Kermit the Frog thing? I don't know something you like.
But you can hop, it doesn't have to be Kermit the Frog. It can be any frog. You can hop like a frog.
That's true.
You play, what, a leapfrog with Travis Kelce?
That's what you do.
Like you leapfrog Travis Kelce,
you
right?
You play leapfrog in the end zone.
All right, you heard it here first. That we are the creative minds behind it.
This is the team that ran ring around the rosy in the huddle before they went out and scored a touchdown against the Raiders. And I don't know if it was against the Raiders. Maybe it was. Threw a behind-the-back touchdown pass in the preseason game. So they do grimy stuff against the Raiders because they want to rub it in their face. And that was before the Kermit the Frog stuff. By the way, we have brought the Kermit the Frog doll to work today. Because me and Bo did our fantasy draft with the good people at Coca-Cola and the Atlanta Falcons preseason. We drafted Patrick Mahomes, and they do like little funny prizes for different drafts. Like we drafted Bijan and got the Bijan mustards and hats. We drafted Mahomes, and they gave us a bunch of Kermit the Frog puppets. That puppet has since become like the most popular toy in our house against all odds. This morning, Lily wanted to walk Kermit to school in her little baby stroller, which was adorable and hilarious. And then she said, because Randy wasn't at work today, maybe I should bring Kermit with me to do the show with. So he's here. Just thinking about your dad, you know? Just being a sweet kid. All right. What other games you want to get into? What other games strike your fancy?
Well, I think the Cowboys-Niners is really interesting. It's a Saturday night game, and both teams have been trending completely the wrong way. And I still feel like the Niners can compete if they were healthy.
Definitely.
With Ayuk gone for the season, I'm probably falling off of that. Hufanga is probably not going to return at any point this season. No, Deebo Samuel, I don't know what he's going on. He had fluid in his lungs, now he doesn't. Both of these teams, I mean, when they booked this game for Sunday Night Football, you're thinking this is a 6-1 versus 5-2 matchup. Two teams that could win the NFC's top seed.
Yep.
That is not what it is going to be anymore.
And injuries have a lot to do with that. I think certainly more for the 49ers than the Cowboys.
Agreed.
Although the Cowboys have had injuries to some really good players. No, I think the 49ers to me are similar because they're in the same division and injuries have been a big part of it. Boat to the Rams. The Rams went out and won last night when they got their guys back. I think Rams getting healthy, 49ers maybe at some point getting a little bit more healthy. You guys are telling me maybe it's week 10 when McCaffrey is able to return.
I keep trying to gauge this Brock Purdy thing because they got to decide if they're going to pay this dude.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to pay him, aren't they?
Are they?
Can't not at this point, can you?
$50 million?
You have to.
Okay.
With the Super Bowl.
Real quick, Tua returns this weekend. What are your expectations for the Dolphins?
I think they're going to look good. I mean, they're good when Tua plays quarterback. I think they'll beat the Cardinals. They're favored by 4 at home.
You see what Tyreek Hill said?
What'd he say?
Start me on your fantasy teams this week. It's going down.
Speaking of people that have been disappointed in their fantasy drafts with him, for sure. Now, I think the Dolphins will be fine. When Tua plays, they're good. he's cleared medically, you know, as long as the obvious doesn't happen, then I think that they'll be okay. And hopefully,
are we treating it like Voldemort? We can't say it anymore?
I don't know what to say, man. Like,
the contact who must not be named?
I hope he doesn't get a concussion.
There you go. Like, okay.
It's very sad and scary to see that happen to him. And it's happened a whole bunch of times. I also hope the Jets lose to the Patriots. That would be hilarious.
It would be.
Really.
Fire Ulbrich.
Yeah.
Someone else in there.
Promote Nathaniel Hackett.
Sure.
Let him be the, why not? Let him be the coach. All right. Saints Chargers. Eh. Hey, Bills Seahawks. I think we're going to get a chance to see what the Seahawks really are.
We'll hear more about that game when we get to the picks.
Oh, we will make some picks against the spread coming up next. We're also going to play some Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is really kind of just taking a look at the college football Saturday, getting you ready for a lot of the stuff that's going to happen over the weekend, because at 1:20 we're going to do our keys to the Falcons' victory over the Bucs. So we won't do much of that, if any of that, top of the hour. The Hawks have a game tonight against the Hornets, looking to go 2-0. The Atlanta United has a playoff game tonight and a full slate of college football, both tonight and tomorrow. Oh, also the World Series starts tonight. Huh.
Yeah, game two tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who'd have known? I knew the World Series was starting. Apparently it's going to do great because it's two big market teams and everyone cares about that. So we'll find out. I hope it does. I'm not rooting against baseball.
I would love to see the regional breakdown.
No one cares.
No, but
no one in non-markets of those two teams are going to watch it more than they would if it was two teams in
Well, at least
markets.
Tonight you're not going against, like, Texas A&M LSU.
Right.
I would love to see the regional breakdown in the south
tough.
Of, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be tough. Although, Boise State UNLV, I'll let them start till 10:30.
I know.
What time does the World Series game start tonight?
Probably 8.
Probably 8. Yeah. All right, anyway, we're going to make some picks against the spread. We're going to play Sports Jeopardy afterward. How did we do last week, Abe?
Randy went 2-2.
Not bad.
He was already on vacation mode. He was ready to get out of here.
Okay.
We'll blame it on that. The rest of us went 4-0. Bo went 4-0. Bunk went 4-0. Huh. And I'm two straight weeks at 4-0, boys.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Overall, I am 20-12. Randy and Bo are 18-14. And Andy, welcome to Above 500, 17-15. Very nicely done.
We're all making money. We're all making money. Bad start, slow start, good start, whatever. We're all back, baby. He's got to trust the process. All right, so Randy normally goes first, so we'll just do Randy's picks first. Here's how we're doing them, because Randy sent us his two NFL picks last night via text, and then he also asked my wife to do his college picks. So what were his NFL picks?
I have the Ravens -8.5 against the Browns, and the Lions -11.5 against the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, so my wife is a huge App State fan. She's obviously not going to pick that game. They play Georgia State tomorrow. They're favored by 7, but nobody has any faith in that. She really doesn't like Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of Missouri, because he was the coach at App 1 year and then left. Now, he was 14-1 the year that he was there. They beat North Carolina and South Carolina and had one of the best years they've had in FBS, the best year they've had in FBS, but she's offended that he used them as a stepping stone to leave. So she doesn't like him, but she's picking him. She's picking him to cover the spread because the spread is ever growing, right? Where do we have it at right now?
17.5.
17.5. Okay, so she thinks Missouri is going to be able to keep it within that number against Alabama. She's picking against UNC. She's taking UVA.
That is -3.5.
She just hates UNC.
Fair enough.
So she's picking against them as well. I'm going Broncos -10.5 against the Panthers. Bryce Young's back in as the starter, and he's without Deontay Johnson and Adam Thielen. So we're going Broncos in that one. I got the Bears -3 at Washington. Not, I'm assuming Mariota's playing in that game, but whatever. I'll go with the Bears either way.
If it announced that Jaden Daniels plays and you want to switch it last second, we can accommodate.
But it's a coin flip either
one
way.
Game.
Miami -21 against Florida State. They're going to beat those guys by 100. And then I got SMU -11.5 at Duke. I know Duke's 6-1 or 5-1 or whatever, but I don't think they're very good. SMU scores a lot of points. I think they'll They'll cover the 11.5.
Yo, so give me a BYU plus 2.5 versus UCF. Don't know how they're getting points. Huh. Maybe because they're on the road.
Where's that game at? In Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's warm. Yeah. So, you know.
I don't know.
I'm going to do it because I don't really believe in jinxes, and it's a coin toss game anyway. Give me my Tigers getting a point at Texas A&M.
Just a pick 'em, basically. It's just a pick 'em, basically. Yeah.
Because I think they're going to win, so why would I not take them at a point?
There you go.
And a point. It's not looking like Jaden's going to play. No practices this week, so give me the Bears minus 3 at the Commanders. I think that spread, point spread, is probably going to grow once it's finally announced. Then give me the Chiefs, man. I think it's not a revenge game because Patrick Mahomes has no reason to get revenge on the Raiders. Hey, man, you can't go making fun of a man and calling him a female dog using a puppet that looks like him.
When he's done what he's done to you.
Correct.
And he's going to do it again.
Not a good one.
On Sunday. I hope they score 50 on those guys. That'd be hilarious.
Hey.
All right. Sports Jeopardy? Oh, no. Abe's got to go. Sorry.
Not out of here yet.
We'll just pencil it in. He's going to go 4-0.
Indiana started the week at 6.5 as a favorite. I can't believe it didn't grow, so give me Indiana at home, college game day.
I can't believe it didn't grow is actually Blue Chew's alternate slogan.
Yes, against Washington. I'm with Bo, BYU. Doesn't make sense that they're getting points, so I'll take them 2.5. Bills, minus 3 against the Seahawks. They got lucky last week. The Bills are a good team. Tua, coming back for the Dolphins, minus 3.5 against the Cardinals.
There it is. Now let's play Sports Jeopardy.
Abe.
Andy.
All right, gentlemen. Same with last week. I did mix in some booze and some meat questions.
Okay, so it's kind of like...
It's Friday. Yeah. Happy hour. We like booze and meat.
Love it.
This is a
That's
fun
one. That's
also
Blue Chew's third alternate slogan.
This is a fun one because this is a fantastic stat that I did not know. You probably won't forget this, but it is a difficult question unless you already know it.
Okay.
Who was the first... Who was the only major leaguer to hit a walk-off inside the park grand slam? Yeah. You just got to pick which Hall of Famer it is, because it is a Hall of Famer.
You got
Derek Jeter.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Abe. Todd Helton.
That's also awesome. Incorrect.
Who is it?
Roberto Clemente.
Huh. All right.
So now you know. You'll probably never forget
that. The fields used to be so big back then, you know? There's so many more inside the park home runs. Anyway.
What is the maximum amount of clubs you are allowed to carry, Andy Bunker?
14.
You are correct, sir. Pancetta, lardones, and prosciutto are all derived from the meat of what animal?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
A pig.
That is correct. They are
swine.
In what sport can you do a floater, a cutback, and a duck dive?
You said duck dive?
Yes.
Was the last one?
A floater, a cutback, and a duck dive.
Andy. Abe?
Andy Bunker.
Bass fishing.
That is incorrect.
Water polo?
Also incorrect.
Thought his type of shot was a floater.
What is it?
Correct answer is surfing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Up until today, all I knew that you could do in surfing was a hang 10. So it's all about learning stuff here on the Midday Show.
Well, you can do the barrel.
Yeah, you can kind of ride in the tube.
That's a move?
I don't know.
Yeah. You get like a bunch of points for it.
Put your hand down
for
on the
entering
thing.
The barrel and just riding it there?
Yeah, you get a bunch of points.
They did surfing in the Olympics.
Yeah,
and I think an American won gold, right, in women's surfing. And they all did great. Everybody looked the same. I was like, I don't know how you can judge this. Everybody did awesome. Everybody
so I thought
surfed.
That if you got the barrel, you wanted to go in it anyway. Do you have a choice of not going in the barrel?
Not every wave, very few waves at the Olympics had the barrel,
so it's
though.
More Mother Nature that gives you those
I did not like the event.
Have either of you ever tried to surf?
Have
you ever tried to get up on a surfboard? Nope. I've done it a few times. It's so hard.
Yeah.
So, like, anytime you see someone doing it, it's like, well, they're surfing, so give them the gold medal.
Yeah. Because
it's impossible.
Is it harder to do than wakeboarding?
I think so.
Succeed at surfing. I got up and surfed.
Okay.
I never got up wakeboarding.
I've gotten up once on a wakeboard. It's very difficult.
Very hard.
Much harder than skis.
Very hard to get
up. Right.
Which is actually the fourth alternate slogan for Blue Chew. Hard to get up.
What is the primary spirit used to make a Tom Collins?
Andy
Bunker.
Gin.
That is correct.
Went to bartending college.
I don't think I ever knew that.
One of my.
Was that a class you took in college?
No, it was
just a bartending school.
It was a three week course I took when I was unemployed. I got a job. It was great.
In auto racing, what color flag is used to indicate a hazard or danger? Andy Bunker.
Yellow.
That is correct, sir. Abe, you need to be quicker on the
ball. I know all these. I'm just not fast.
You're just not saying your name.
Yeah.
What game involves using a rubber mallet to hit wood?
Abe, croquet.
That is correct, sir. Abe's on the board, scores 4-1.
What are you laughing at now?
Because the description of croquet is
rubber mallet to hit wooden balls?
Rubber mallet to hit wooden balls through hoops planted in the ground.
There you go.
I just heard mallet, and then I rang in.
What is both the name of a famous racehorse and a type of hardtack?
Type of what?
Hardtack.
Heart attack?
Hardtack.
Hardtack.
If I tell you what a hardtack is, it'll probably make it a lot easier.
Got it. Okay.
Abe
Gordon.
Citation?
Incorrect, sir.
So you're asking me the name of a horse?
It's both the name of a horse and a hardtack.
Is it like we're talking about like a horse that won the Kentucky Derby or type of horse?
You're not going to know some random horse. It's going to be a famous horse.
It's the name of a horse.
Yeah. Okay.
Cigar?
Seattle Slough.
That's incorrect. It's Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit?
A hardtack is a biscuit or a cracker.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, it's just a thick cracker.
Okay.
I didn't know what hardtack was.
Thick cracker. Also some people's type.
What women's sport has five players on a side divided into blockers, jammers, and pivots?
Abe? Roller Derby?
That is correct, sir.
That would be the one I get.
At what point do we get to make rollered over in men's sport, or is it just too violent?
Now, they used to have, way back in the day, before it was Spike on TNN, a co-ed roller derby league.
Really?
On TV.
Roller derby, also commonly played by thick crackers.
I would like to play roller derby. I would probably get shoved to the ground. What region of France vigorously defends against sparkling wines?
Champagne. The Champagne region.
It is. I didn't know Champagne was a region. I thought it was more of a city.
That's a region.
It's a whole region.
Got to come from there.
Yeah.
Did you say you come from there?
It has to. No, Champagne's supposed to come from there.
You're right. To be called Champagne. There are fakers out there, though. Name one of the two professional athletes who made Google's 2012 list of 10 fastest rising searches. One very easy, one not so much.
2012?
2012. Reach back.
Dude.
Abe.
Abe Gordon.
Lionel Messi.
Incorrect, sir.
So I don't even understand what I'm answering here. It's
in
2012
on Google's list of fastest rising searches. Okay. What two athletes made the list?
LeBron James.
That's a great guess. Incorrect. Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Is one, and then Jeremy Lin the other.
I mean, Lin makes sense, I guess.
Oh yeah, okay.
But like why would Peyton Lin be Sandy, surging in 2012?
No idea.
In golf, how many strokes below par constitutes a condor?
Abe.
No one calls it that.
I thought it was an albatross. Three.
That is incorrect.
It would have to be four, right?
It is.
Like you make a hole-in-one on a par five.
Which is impossible.
Yeah,
right?
I thought a condor and an
albatross
is three.
Yeah, condor is four. I didn't know that. Isn't that impossible on most golf courses?
I suppose it could.
You can drive champ, you get lucky.
Where are we at here? I mean, we're kind of got to be getting close. Right?
I mean, it's a blowout in terms of the standings.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I got croquet, though, and roller derby.
You did get croquet.
You did.
Those are the ones I would get.
But we are kind of out of time.
All right. Well.
We're going to hear, we won't hear Billy Joel. Maybe we're going to play it anyway.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday. Abe will fill in again on a Friday at some point. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for being with us on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.